Let's welcome to the Miracle Marathon, Mom, who's Beth, and Anna. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good.
How old are you, Anna?
I'm 17.
17, and a ballerina.
Yes.
That's very impressive. I've seen pictures. You do really, I mean, seriously, I am so impressed by how you have that body control, mm-hmm. how much, I mean, you have to be so athletic,
discipline.
How much athleticism and discipline it takes to do what you do. It's pretty amazing. Let's talk about your beautiful daughter here. When did all this start?
It really started when she was very young, as a child, as a baby, really always having stomach issues, eating issues, just not really ever feeling very well. Mm-hmm. And it just got progressively worse as she got older. And obviously, she's very active, always at the dance studio, like every day, hours upon hours upon hours. And really in the summer, I would say, of 2019, it just got to the point where she was just struggling to eat because her stomach always hurt. She always felt nauseous. And as a ballerina, as a dancer, you're burning thousands of calories.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon for her to have been at the studio for 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day. And so to build muscle and that kind of stuff and not being able to eat, it just really impacted her overall health. And so I kind of dug into some things and really researched out Children's Hospital. We had been seen when she was young here, which I had forgotten about until the other day. And I kind of was like, I got to reach back out to Children's. And I dug around on their website and just searched all of their GI mm-hmm. website and doctors and read all the information about the different GI doctors. And we found Dr. Miranda, who also has a clinic out in Delafield. So not only here.
So you guys are out from Oconomowoc,
right?
Okay.
Right. And so we were finally able to get in to see Dr. Miranda. And it was just the minute we met him, it was unbelievable. The connection that he had with Anna and the comfort level that she had with Dr. Miranda. He just listened. He listened. He believed her. He knew that he had to do something to help. You know what I mean? And he just never gave up on her.
Now, you as mom, you've been dealing with this, and Anna clearly been dealing with this your whole life. Had you ever reached out to anyone before that gave you direction, or what was that like?
Yeah, I mean, we had been working, obviously, with her pediatrician's office really for years and just never really could get to the root of the issue. It just is challenging, right? They don't always know the ins and the outs of kind of the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
And really, once we got to see Dr. Miranda, he just kind of almost instantaneously put it all together and was looking at her labs and is like, you're super anemic. And being anemic creates all kinds of issues because when you're not eating, you're not fueling your body.
Right.
Your body's not doing what it needs to do. And I'm so forever grateful.
Okay, so you said he put it all together. What mm-hmm. put what together? Like what was the diagnosis what was the solution?
So they believe that she has dysautonomia, which is a dysfunction of your autonomic nervous system. And so things that your body does automatically doesn't quite work real well.
Okay.
And so it causes digestion issues. And also, they believe that she had POTS, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. So she would be sitting down, and then when she would stand up, get very dizzy. Never passed out, I don't think, but just dizzy. And as you can imagine, as a dancer, can't really be dizzy.
Yeah, it's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so curious about this. How was he? How did the doctor put it all together? Do you think it's from the experience of seeing so many patients?
I think that is a big aspect of it because I had never heard of it before.
Right.
I think Anna's a smart little cookie and she kind of probably had done some digging prior to that and had probably figured it out way before.
You figured out, what was the solution or the treatment? What was the protocol?
For the Anemia. I had iron transfusions.
Okay.
And then for a lot of the POTS symptoms, I was just taking like salt tablets. That was the main thing. Electrolyte drinks, just trying to get like your blood volume up mm-hmm. to try and reduce the dizziness. Mm-hmm.
And did that stuff make you feel better?
Partially.
Yeah. Were you still being nauseous?
Okay, but what was the thing that did the trick?
So it really was this innovative work that Children's is doing with this research, this clinical trial that Anna qualified to be a part of, where they would put, it was like a battery pack on the back, almost looked like a hearing aid, I would call it, to describe it, looked like a hearing aid. And she would go in once a week for 6 weeks, and they would put a new pack on. And so the battery caused stimulation of little pinpricks that would sit on the nerves of her ear and stimulate the nerves in her ear and into her vagus nerve to help her brain-gut connection, essentially, to kind of stimulate that, I think, right. is the idea.
Well, what did it feel like when this thing was in your ear?
Most of the time, I didn't feel anything. Sometimes when placing it, because there were small needles going into the skin, it did hurt a bit. But most of the time, it was completely pain-free.
And so its job then was to send, you said, to connect that, the brain mm-hmm. and the gut, so that you could eat okay and not feel nauseous?
Yes.
Wow.
There were some cool discoveries with the clinical trial that I wouldn't have learned about otherwise. So we did testing before and after the 6 weeks, and one of them was basically seeing how quickly your stomach digests and empties food. And before the trial, I was on the cusp of almost 4 hours. And by the end, I was at like 2.5 to 2 hours.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is so innovative. I mean, had you ever heard of anything like this before?
No.
So how do they approach you with this and say, okay, doc says, I think I got an idea.
Yeah.
Gonna stimulate a nerve in your ear. Like, I'm going to put what?
Yeah.
You're going to do what?
Yeah, Dr. Miranda really was instrumental in that and said, you know, hey, we're doing this clinical trial. We think that Anna might be a good candidate for this. Would you be interested? And he then transferred us over to Dr. Kovacic, who was kind of the lead doctor here at Children's doing this clinical research, who could do this. So she saw Anna. And again, that connection right out of the gate to the relationships between the doctors and Anna and having that comfort level. I mean, Anna's been through a lot, and I mean, she's talking a lot right now, but when this all started, I mean, it was very difficult because she was in so much pain and so much discomfort to have like a conversation with the child. Wow. I mean, it just, the difference now to then is remarkable.
Well, I was going to ask Anna, what is your outlook on life, and how is your day-to-day life now versus, say, the days before you came into Children's?
I would say over like the years as things had gotten worse, especially the past few years in high school, I had gotten so, I guess, used to all of like the symptoms and pain and having to miss out on things that I didn't really realize how poor my quality of life was. And so now being able to do all of the things that I love and know that I can go to college and actually kind of live and survive on my own, it's just incredible to me to think about how far I've come in such
a short
amount of time.
Through this innovative therapy essentially gave you your life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A life that you thought was fine until you figured out it wasn't fine until you started doing all the things you were supposed to do. How are you now? Are you feeling okay? Are you doing well? Are you eating okay? Everything's good?
Everything is good for the most part. Yeah.
Good.
Good. Yeah, that's hard to hear as a mom sitting there, and as a mom, me, to hear your daughter say, I just got used to yeah. being in pain and not mm-hmm. going anywhere or doing anything. That's yeah. heartbreaking to hear.
Yeah, I mean, as a dancer, I think that's her first, I mean, she's danced since she was like 3, and she's with Main Stage Academy of Dance out in Oconomowoc, and her director, Mr. Eddie, is phenomenal, and he's known her forever, and she probably spends more time with her dance family than she does at home. And he could tell when she was kind of having off days or stuff like that. And she ended up missing almost all of, like, a summer. They do summer intensives where they're there every day for lots of hours and training. And she missed, like, so much. And it wouldn't be that, like, she'd get up and want to go, and she'd think she could go, and we'd almost be on the way out the door, and she'd be like, I can't go. And it was devastating. And so this last year, I mean, during the clinical trials, she actually was able, she was well enough to dance Dracula at the Oconomowoc Art Center, which was phenomenal.
Awesome.
They do Nutcracker every year in December. It's phenomenal. She was able to do that. She competed in the Youth America Grand Prix in Chicago in January. She did the play at Lake Country Lutheran High School. They did Mary Poppins. And, I mean, she's going to graduate, and she's going to go to college, and she got to go on band tour. And, you know, prior to the clinical trial, she couldn't come out of her room. I mean, we couldn't have a conversation. We couldn't talk about anything because she was just it was horrible. Yeah.
And this is just one example. Like, we talk about this being the miracle marathon. This truly is a miracle. Yeah. I mean, this is one of the many miracles that we're talking about over these 2 days. But Anna, I mean, I don't think that's hyperbole. I don't think I'm overstating it, right? I mean, you got your life back because of Children's.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Thank you for sharing the story. I mean, it's just amazing. Now, the ear stimulation thing, the clinical trial is over, but I mean, do you still have to do that from time to time, or do they know?
I have the option to do one again. They said that I had that before I went to college if I wanted it. Mm-hmm. But they've seen that over like periods of time, even afterwards, there's been like continual progress of improvement.
Really?
Overall.
Even without having the device.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And it's that kind of thing, those research studies that your donations are helping to fund.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you, ladies, for sharing your story. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate the time. Yeah, give it up for them. They did a great job. They really did.
Thank you.
Anna, thank you. Continued success dancing. Beth, thank you very much.
Thank you.